Are we rolling already, Kamala? Sorry. Thank you, dear. Anyway. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Joe Biden Experience. I may be officially your president of the United States. Hold up. I don't think I've taken the time to actually say that out loud. I may be officially your president of the United States of America. God damn, that feels good to say. That being said, I still take great pride and passion in bringing you this very podcast every week. That boat won't be slowing down anytime soon. Is that an expression? Boat slowing down? Yeah, it should be. Anyhow. Welcome. The art form of talking is far too important to me to stop this anytime soon. Well, that's the expression, isn't it? Stop that train. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Stop this train. No, but we truly are living the Joe Biden experience now. Seeing as that frilly haired fake news spreading, fake tan applying, McDonald's eating pizza. Sorry, my mother said never speak that way about anyone. Mother, if you're listening right now, I mean, surely an exception can be made. No, she wouldn't want that. Anyhow, Diet Coke may be importing itself into the White House far less now, but I'll tell you what is making its way in. Hard work, dedication, and a vow to ensure I undo everything that sack of crap. There, I said it. So what, Mom? Sack of crap dead over the next 8 years. That's right, I said eight. Too presumptuous of me? Anyhow, without further ado, let's welcome our guest here this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, you may know him from watching Two Men Fight and Talking About It, or maybe that sitcom from the 90s that doesn't rerun anymore. It's Joe Rogan, everybody! Joe, you there? How do you invite them into the room again? Kamala? Yes, I know you have to remind me every time, so why don't you just do it from now on? I'm clearly not going to remember. This machine is like government files. It's just baffling.
Hello, freak bitches.
Excuse me. Why I never... Do you kiss your mother with that mouth?
Oh, forgive me, Mr. President. That is just my sort of catchphrase, so to speak.
Catchphrase? What are you, Bugs Bunny? Now, either learn some discipline or...
Well, sir, I assure you, that was aimed to my fans, not you. Oh, what's so funny, sir?
Fans.
Yes, sir. Many.
Where does this so-called fan base... Fan base? Is that right? Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
Yeah.
Where does this so-called fan base come from?
Well, sir, I do happen to be the host of the biggest podcast in the world right now.
Do you hear that? Biggest podcast in the world. Now, I must say, I haven't heard a comment quite so full of...
So full of what, sir?
No, my mother wouldn't approve of that either. So full of boyish charm in quite a while.
Boyish charm. It's a fact. Check Spotify, dude. Check anywhere. It's a fact, baby.
Tell me this, then, man. How have I heard of your so-called podcast?
Are you claiming I don't have a podcast? Who would claim to have a podcast and not actually have one?
Every second person I meet. Seems everyone wants to start their own podcast these days. Catering staff, sergeants, FBI informants.
I would listen to all of those.
Well, some of us don't have time to kill, Joe. God, I can't stand that you have the same name as me.
The two Joes. We could partner up, sir. What do you say?
Absolutely. And not. So tell me about this podcast of yours, Seth Rogen.
It's Joe Rogan. You literally just called me Joe a moment ago.
Hmm?
Right. Well, listen, I'm not just going to sit around and pretend to be falling for this shit. You stole everything from my show.
Well, how so exactly, Joe?
Good one, Joe. Come on now. The logo, the freaking name, for crying out loud. The only difference is our surname.
I assure you, there's a lot difference from us other than our surnames.
I'm not denying that. But my show is the Joe Rogan Experience. Don't pretend you haven't heard of it. Everyone's heard of it. Obama's heard of it.
If he'd return my calls, maybe I'd know for sure.
What?
Oh, nothing. Look, man, you can't just pretend. You can't just say, hey, it's a Joe Rogan Experience. What that's mean, you know? No one's living the Joe Rogan life. My show, however, I'm the most powerful man in the world right now, Joe. You hear that? The most powerful man in the world. Oh, why haven't I said these things out loud till now? Oh, that's better than cocaine. As I was saying, people are living the Joe Biden Experience right now. You're living the Joe Biden Experience, whether you like it or not, Joe. Thus, my name is more appropriate than yours.
I see.
So just change it.
I don't think...
It's easy. That... You won't lose any of your, What was that word again?
Fan base.
You won't lose any of your fans. In fact, you'll probably gain some. People will go, oh look, he's finally doing his own thing. He stopped living in Biden's shadow. Good for him.
I have more viewers than you, dude.
There's so many options. The Joe Rogan Show, the Joe Rogan Podcast, the Joe Rogan Marijuana Field Extravaganza that always goes on for far too long.
You know, I like the last one the best, but I think I'm good with the current title.
Suit yourself, Rogan.
Listen, Mr. Biden.
Mr. Biden was my father.
Joe. Mr. President.
That's more like it.
I'm sensing a bit of, hostility here. Is this maybe...
Spit it out, Joe!
Is this maybe something to do with the fact I didn't vote for you?
Well, it's one thing to vote for Trump, it's another to be so frickin' vocal about it.
What can I say, Joe? I'm an open book.
On the biggest podcast in the world, do you know how many people must have heard you?
So you said it. I'm the biggest podcast.
Ah, shut it. Well, don't actually shut it. It's a podcast, man. What kind of amateur are you?
Joe, the majority of people clicking onto your show are looking for mine. Let's not fuck around.
I am not fucking around. I don't got time to fuck around for the next 8 years.
8 years? It's a bit presumptuous.
Yeah, maybe it is a little.
You're hoping to still be president when you're 86.
Now, just how exactly do you know my age?
Google has everything, Joey baby.
Kamala, be sure to get that removed. What do you mean we can't remove that? Well, I can send soldiers to war, but we can't edit Google? Tweet the age at least. It's just 20 years or so.
Biden, man, you're digging your own grave here right now. Good timing for it, though.
Now, you listen to me, young man. If you were in the room right now, I would,
You would what? You would give me a whooping, Joe?
Ah, I didn't say that. You're putting words in my mouth.
It was just a build up there. It really felt like you were going to say.
I was not. I was going to say I would shake your hand. So I would.
Well, not right now because of COVID.
No, not with COVID. No.
No, but under normal circumstances.
Under normal circumstances, of course.
And I would happily accept, sir.
And rightfully you should.
Look, Joe. I know you're probably upset with me over these dementia comments I made on your show.
Oh, no, I had actually forgotten about that.
Did you now?
What?
Nothing.
What's he laughing at, Kamala?
But it's abundantly clear to me that you are an incredibly competent man who has nothing but good, well-intentioned plans put in order for the next 4 years. You clearly have a lot to offer our country.
Well, thank you, Joe.
It's just a pity you don't have twice as much to bring to the world of podcasts.
All right, you got 30 more seconds, buddy.
You're in the low 20s on the charts. Russell Brand has more listeners than you.
Well, he's like the British Messiah. How am I supposed to compete with that?
By having something worth listening to.
I guess I'll have to get better guests.
You got me there, Joe. You got me there.
All right, go back to watching oily men wrestling.
Oh, they're not oiled.
Not that you get your hands in them. Be sure to get him deported. What do you mean I can't just evict people that easily? I'm the landlord of the goddamn United States. Maybe edit that part out, yeah? Alright guys, wasn't he a wonderful guest? The best guest stars are a once off, that's what I say. Thanks for listening to Joe Biden Experience. Be sure to get your merchandise on www.joebidenexperience.com / I'm the president, bitches, to pick up your t-shirts, hoodies, and waistcoats. We couldn't get the logo to work in a waistcoat? Really? Be sure to pick up your t-shirt and hoodie. Also, a special thanks to our sponsor, Audible. And my wife, Jill, asked me to let you all know her book is available on it. Yeah, good for you, Jill. You wrote a book. Edit that part out too, yeah?
The Joe Biden Experience, number 1156. Written by Dylan Harris. Starring Dylan Harris as Joe Biden and Brendan Morris as Joe Rogan. Written, recorded, and mixed by Dylan Harris. Thanks for listening.